Welcome to Bensley. Across SEN track, it's time to hear from the leading tipsters across chasing, pacing and racing with the Early Crow.
It is the Early Crow on a Wednesday. We're about to look at chasing, pacing and starting off with racing. Look at Hawkesbury, Bendigo, Eagle Farm Ascot and Happy Valley tonight for the Hong Kong Jockey Club. Just before going to Ray Hickson, all the fields are now out for day two of the championships at Randwick. The Polytrack Provincial Championship Final, it's a field of 15 plus three emergencies. Tommy Berry will have to weave some magic on Great News, has come up with barrier 16. Running through Chris Lees's, Animate is Abdullah from barrier 7. Crystal Breeze is Bowman from barrier 15. Darleb is Collett from the inside barrier 1. Loch Lomond is Tom Marquin from barrier 2. Game of Thorns gets a start barrier 14 for McAvoy. And Zefterbrook is Tim Clark, barrier 3. So there's a mixture of draws there. Ray Hickson from Racing New South Wales. It was the big field that was to come this morning. As I say, Great News, barrier 16 on paper. Good morning.
Yeah, g'day, Andrew. It's going to be a bit of a challenge there for Tommy Berry. But look, Great News, you know, was dominant in her heat from a wide barrier at around Gosford. If you can do it from a wide barrier around Gosford, well, you know, she probably just needs to find some cover and get into the clear at the right time, and I'm sure she'll get a chance. She's been, you know, the favourite for quite a long time for that race, Andrew, and I don't think the barrier changes that much as far as she's concerned. But look, it certainly probably makes the rivals feel like she's beatable.
Yeah, that'll be the key. And Pandano's another one that I didn't mention there for Paul Perry with James McDonald, barrier 6. So all those draws are out now. You can check it out by going to racingnsw.com. .au with the first race at 11:30 of 10 races. All right, how's your confidence around Hawkesbury today?
Oh, probably medium, Andrew. It's an ATC meeting at Hawkesbury today, so it's a metropolitan prize money and class. And I think races 4, 5 and 6 are probably the most interesting races from an interest point of view. You know, we've got the clash of Majestic Shot and Pinnacle Prince in race 4, which looks quite interesting. Race 5, you've got some smart types like Exo Boom, Blazer Trail and Rustic Steel, Quiet Riot. In race 6, we see I Say Hello, who looks quite promising. A couple of other nice sort of fillies and mares there. So, look, it's a good meeting, Andrew. Hawkesbury can be a little bit tricky from time to time, but look, we'll do our best. I think the two horses I've settled on, I'm reasonably confident in. One of them, the price has gone a little bit, unfortunately, but we'll stick with them. So the first of them, Andrew, we'll go with race 3, number 6. Lady Loves to Gamble. Claire Cunningham and Jason Collett combined here. This mare's won her last two starts in really good fashion out of town. She comes to a city race, of course, but she drops to 54.5. She gets virtually complete control of this race with Dylan's Romance being scratched. So, you know, Relucent's the favourite there, and perhaps rightly so, but I think Lady Loves to Gamble, if she's going to win a city race, this could be it. So race three, number 6, the first of them, Andrew.
Right.
And we'll go over to race 5, one of the interesting races. I was Exo Boom opened around the 220-ish mark. I thought that was a good price at the time. He's into an odds-on quote at the moment. Race 5, number 9, we're talking about Exo Boom. He's a horse that showed quite a deal of promise last preparation. He lost on protest second up at Kensington to Brookspire and then put nearly 7 lengths and 5 lengths on a maiden in a class 1 of his next two starts. He trialled behind Wisdom of Water at Randwick 2 weeks ago and looked really good. Look, if there's a negative, it's probably barrier 1. Just not really sure. I don't want him buried away too much. He's the type of horse that you'd like to see winding up. But at the same time, he's been able to set up on the pace in his last couple of runs. So if James McDonald takes luck out of the equation, I think that look, he's a horse that's going somewhere, and I'm sure he's probably headed for a better race in perhaps over the Hawkesbury and Scone Carnivals and up to Brisbane. So race 5, number 9, Exo Boom. Hopefully he can get back close to that even money to make me feel a bit better, because I don't like spruiking odds on shots too much, Andrew.
Yeah, right now it's about $1.70, $1.80 in some, so we'll wait and see what maybe sit and wait. what happens there. I note that Blazer trails in the race and a couple of others, so it may just differ a little bit. So race 3, number 6, and race 5, number 9. So what are you going to play in that first leg of the quaddie?
Yeah, I'll throw in number 7, Rustic Steel, with number 9, so 9 and 7 in the first leg. I was tempted to throw in Blazer Trail as well, but I see him probably producing a sort of run that he did first up last preparation behind Tycoonus, where he got back over 1,300 and hit the line. So, look, he's a winning chance, but just for this, because I think Exo Boom is, you know, probably rightly an even money shot, I'll keep it narrow. So 9 and 7 in the first leg. We'll go 2, 5, 12 and 1 in race 6. Race 7, we'll go 9, 6 and 5. And in the last, just be a little bit conservative and go 8, 4, 5, 11 and 6. So that's 120 combinations off the top of my head, Andrew, and that's not too bad.
Yeah, just looking at that last, we've got a $4.40 favourites, Shadow Bridge and Nick Tock. So it is a competitive race to finish with. So race 5, 9 and 7. Race 6, 2, 5, 12 and 1. Race 7, 9, 6 and 5. And race 8, 8, 4, 5, 11 and 6. That's Ray Hickson's quaddy there for Hawkesbury today. Good on you, Ray. We'll chat again tomorrow.
Yep, just about to finish up the form for Newcastle. So a couple of interesting runners there too to talk about. So I'll speak to you then.
Good on you. Thanks, Ray. Ray Hickson joining us there and repeating his best. Race 3, number 6, Lady Loves to Gamble, $2.90 right now at Bet365. And Race 5, Exaboom, number 9, is currently that $1.70 quote. Now, Peter Alice is on the move to Bendigo as we speak. He sent through his best for the day and also his legs of the quaddy. So we'll do the quaddie. In race 5, it's 2, the Mockingbird, to beat 4, 7 and 8. So 2, 4, 7 and 8 in race 5. Race 6, number 13, Can Say, over 2, Excuses, 3, Jenkins and 12, Best Episode. 13, 2, 3 and 12. Race 7, Sensalization here for Michael Walker, number 1, to be 3, 9 and 7. 1, 3, 9 and 7. And race 8, it's 2, Hillcrest Moses, to beat 7, 10 and 4. 2, 7, 10 and 4. So that's the legs of the quaddy for Peter Ellis today at Bendigo. Race 5, 2, 4, 7, 8. Race 6, 13, 2, 3 and 12. Race 7, 1, 3, 9 and 7, and race 8, 2, 7, 10 and 4. I will say that he's one of his best bets today is Can Say, race 6, number 13. The other one is Modia in race number, I just want to clarify, it's race 4, number 2, Modia at $3 at Bet365. So the best is race 4, number 2, and the backup is race 6, number 13 for Bendigo Racing today. And as I say, that first race at Bendigo kickstarts at 1 o'clock Victorian time. And we spoke earlier with Philip Stokes about Fan Club. It's currently the favourite at $1.95. And he felt that it should be breaking through for a win today. That first race, as I say, 1 o'clock. And right now is $1.95 at Bet365. Let's move to Jay Rooney in the West. Ascot Racing today. 8 races there. Good morning to you, Jay Rooney from the Western Australia.
Morning, Andrew. How are you going?
Very well. How's everything in Perth? You've had some warm weather, but you've also had well above Perth, but the cyclones.
Yeah, there's been a fair bit of rain from that activity come down the Perth sort of region. So at this stage, Ascot is a soft 7. That might be upgraded potentially throughout the day with some sort of clear conditions around. But we did get a fair bit of rain on Sunday and Monday as well.
Okay, so soft 7 and monitor that, but you've got fine today?
Yeah, that's right, yeah, fine conditions. A bit sort of cool, pretty cool this morning, but should be sort of good weather for racing later on.
All right, so 8 races, what have you found for us? Where's your first best bet?
I'll kick off in race 2, number 5, She's a Classy Chick, or one word that is. Don't mind this filly from the David Harrison stable at her third start. Was really unlucky last time out in a Saturday two-year-old race. Almost got knocked down at the 400 and managed to actually pick herself back up and run on really strongly to be beaten probably about, I think it was about a length and a half behind K-May going back to last month. And as I mentioned, that was a Saturday race. And for a two-year-old to do what she did after copying such heavy interference was pretty impressive, I thought. And she was very unlucky. So I'm thinking today from Barry 8, she should get a pretty clear run, hopefully. And with the rail out today, they should be running on. And I think when Willie Pike should be able to get the job done on this filly today.
That's race two, number five. She's a classy ticks right now, $3.50 at Bet365. And, of course, Willie will be riding at Caulfield on Saturday. Looking forward to seeing him again. So that's race two, number five. Where's your second one?
I'll wait till the last. I think we got the best. It'll save the best till last. She is pretty short in the market, but that's race eight, number eight, Stella Vista. I think she's going to be really hard to beat today. Won well at Pinjarra on debut, then went to Ascot in a Saturday three-year-old race and ran on really strongly late, finished second to Billy Ain't Silly, and he's a pretty smart three-year-old on the rise at the moment. And this filly drops in class to a class three today, looks really well placed for trainer Simon Miller. And I can't see her getting beaten today. She looks like a very strong prospect.
$1.80 is where we probably take that. This is pre-scratchings, obviously. Oh, no, the two-hour time difference now, so the scratchings are locked away. So $1.80 is where it sits for Chris Parnham and Simon Miller. So they're the two for Ascot today from Jay Rooney. Race two, number five, and race eight, number eight. Good on you, Jay. We'll talk to you on Saturday.
Cheers, Andrew.
Jay Rooney there, doing his best. We thank him for coming on from the Western Australian newspaper in WA. Chris Nelson's online to look at midweek racing today at Eagle Farm. Morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you going?
Very well. And you've got your weather not too bad today.
It is a glorious autumn day in Brisbane. There's not a cloud in the sky. We're looking for about 25, 26 degrees. And that'll be the pattern heading into the weekend, where we might get the odd shower Saturday, might, being very might. And I think it'll be a perfect day Saturday also. So some good racing coming up.
So the rail out at 7.5 metres today, and then it'll go back in for the feature Saturday card. So 7.5 and the rail at good four. Where's your best, Chris?
I think I've got three today, Andrew. Race three, number one, Reality. Two starts for two second-place finishes, both behind good types. On debut at the Gold Coast behind IM30, who came out and won again. I think has won twice, actually. And then last time, back on the 11th of December, ran second behind Boom Nova. That's a good one of Chris Munster's, who came out and won its next start. So time figures have been very good. There's a lot to say this horse will be winning today. Awkward gate on paper, but it'll get across okay. The map suggests there's not a lot of speed there. So this should be the day for number one, Reality. Race three, number one. Going to race five, number three, Volunteer. Now, Volunteer's only had the one start, ran third at Doomben in a maiden behind Real Empress. Now, drew 9 of 9 that day. They went back, and then he hit the line really strongly at the end of 1350. So I think the bigger track here, the step out to 1600 metres, is going to suit him down to the ground, Volunteer. So I think he'll be going close also. That's race five, number three. And probably the best of them comes up in the sixth race, number two, Georgie's Pride. Now, she's very quick. We haven't seen her since she won at Eagle Farm back on the 6th of March. She went to the front that day, and she, in some people's eyes, was a risk at 1,400. Well, she put that theory to bed pretty quickly. She won by 2¾ lengths, and she never looked like being run down at any stage. She just went basically from go to woe, flat out, back to 1,200 today off the fresh and up. She'll find the front, and I think she'll be just as hard to run down. So race six, number two, the best of the day, and that is Georgie's Pride.
Price $2.15 right now at Bet365. The others, Volunteer, race five, number three, at $3.60, and Reality is at $2.10. So 3-1, 5-3, and 6-2. Take us through your quaddie thoughts, Chris.
First leg, Andrew, race five, three on top, Volunteer, for reasons stated. One, Kirkaby, the stablemate. Two starts at the Gold Coast. Down the track, you could say at the first of them, well, only beaten 3.5 and did miss the start. But the second one was good. Ran on strongly from the back of the field on a heavy 10. And the other one there, number nine, Rations, who I thought would be scratched. It was beaten at the Sunshine Coast on Sunday. I thought it was a good thing there, and it looked like it, at about the 300 metres, until one of Steve Tregay's went flying past it. Backing up here quickly, only a three-day turnaround. I'm not going to leave it out. So 3-1-9 in the first leg. 2, Georgie's Pride goes in, of course, in the second leg. I will put some insurance. 3, Arconi was good last time out winning, and 1, Moon and Me. But they will come from off the speed. They're going to have to run her down, and that will not be an easy task. 2, 3, and 1. Third leg, 2 on top, Soul Dancer at around $11 here. Look, her form's better over further, but she's nice and fresh, resuming from a break. Some of these might be found wanting late. She won't be. She'll be rocketing home from the back of the field. So I've got her on top. 1 clean sweeper. Just a query at the 1,200, a strong 1,200 and the 60 kilos. But based on that first up run, forget the second up run, their excuses. First up, she was very good. And 3 Alignment, who comes off a 10-length trial win recently at the Gold Coast. And in the final leg, we'll put 6 on top, High Master. Andrew, I'm not really sure what this horse is doing. It's a former Sydney galloper, placed its last couple, Kensington and Warwick Farm. Now with Jared Wheeler, who trains out of Rockhampton. I don't know why it's in Brisbane when it's trained at Rocky or where it's going after this. But it's got the form to win, and Ryan Maloney jumps on. So 6 on top of 8. Racing Paradise backs up from Saturday, a good run. And the 5, the minivan, will be running on 6, 8, and 5.
Righto. Race 5, 3-1-9. Race 6, 2-3-1. Race 7, 2-1-3. And race 8, 6, 8, and 5. Good luck to you, Chris. Get stuck into your Saturday form. We'll talk to you again.
I'm just starting that right now. Look forward to it. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Chris. Chris Nelson joining us. He'll be a part of Trackside this afternoon as well with Miles and David Taggart. Tonight, Hong Kong Jockey Club, they have a 9-race card at Happy Valley. Of course, they've got their big champions mile meeting coming up on Sunday week as well. Race caller Tom Woods joining us. Hi.
Sort of 9-race program. The best race is saved until the last. We've got Class 2. Over 1,800 metres, a strong field of 12 going around in that race. So that's the high class of the night on what should be a pretty competitive night's racing, as it invariably is at Happy Valley.
All right, well, let's get a best and a value from you as normal. So let's go for your best. It's in race 7 tonight.
Yeah, I thought he'd be a good chance in this race. Race 7, number 3, Joyful Union. Beno Jung trains him. Ruin Meyer rides from barrier number 2. He was a good second, I thought, last time out behind Harmony and Home, who does go around in the previous race, the last start winner. And this horse's last win came off a mark of 80. He's marked 76 tonight. He was slightly held up at the 250, but I thought he stayed on. But the winner had got away from him on that occasion. So I thought it was a good run, considering he'd won a couple of races in New Zealand prior to arriving to Joyful Union. So race 7, number 3, thought he'd be the best on the program tonight.
Okay, so that's Joyful Union, race 7, number 3. Have you got a bit of an each wayer for us?
Yeah, the value for the program tonight comes up in race 6, horse number 9, Island Shine. This horse, the son of Darcy Brum. He's just a one-time winner. He was wide and at the rear into the first turn, but she ran on late quite nicely, I thought, last time out, only beaten 3 1/4 behind Be Ready, but really hit the line solidly. That was from gate number 11. He's got gate number 1 tonight, so I thought he'd be a much better chance from there. Rick Yu and Wagner Borges. So race 6, number 9, Island Shine. Hopefully some each way about him.
Okay, so the best is race 7, number 3, the value, race 6, number 9. 9 races. Now it begins at 9:45 Aussie Eastern time. You can adjust wherever you might be, but a 9-race card. And then we've got a Saturday this week at Sha Tin.
Yes, Saturday this week, we've got 10 races coming up. Sha Tin, I think it's a 5-5 split of races on the turf and the all-weather. So limited races on the turf at Sha Tin this week, just preserving it for the big day coming up next Sunday, Champions Day. And in the next few days or so, the Raiders from Japan will be flying in on their various flights. So that's to look forward to this weekend. I think it's a 5-5 split of turf and all-weather races with the usual start time of 1 o'clock Hong Kong time.
OK, well, we'll talk after 11:30 Aussie Eastern on SEN Track on Saturday morning. And Champions Day is April 25, Sunday week. The news yesterday or the day before was Sky Darcy. Casper found saying the horses fit well, no problem, just didn't want to take on the big guns yet.
Yeah, and it sounds like they were just letting him get over that tough run he had in the Derby as well, Sky Darcy. So we're just down to a field of 6 now in the FWD Champions Mile over the 1,600 metres, Golden 60, the headline act in that race. And he'll face 5 other local opponents, but no doubt he'll have the win on them, Golden 60, to continue on his towards the end of the season.
Good on you, Tom. Good luck tonight at Happy Valley. A 9-race card. Very much looking forward to it. You can check out more by going to the Hong Kong Jockey Club website, hkjc.com, hkjc.com, or simply Google Hong Kong Jockey Club. We'll talk to you on Saturday morning, Tom.
Thanks, Andrew. Look forward to it.
Tom Wood calling all the action tonight at Happy Valley. In a moment on The Early Crow, we'll look at chasing and pacing.
Escape with Australia's number one RV brand, Jayco. There's an RV to suit every budget and every adventure. You're listening to Bensley.
Now to chasing and from the dogs.com.au. Good morning to Mick Cowley.
Good morning, Benz. How are you today, mate?
Very well indeed. Looking forward to a chat with Rod Craig in a moment. Our band are talking about Intergaze and the Queen Elizabeth. He was a star going back into the 90s, so we'll reminisce in a little while. But first, War Hope. It starts in about 90 minutes. What have you found there for us?
Yes, mate. Yeah, War Hope's our day meeting today. It's a good card up there, and the best comes up in race 5, number 1, Aston Shiloh. Pretty handy type. Was beaten a lip in very fast time last week over the 272 at the Gardens. It's racing in good form. It's usually strong when it does have the red box, and we think it will be winning very early on at War Hope. So it's race 5, number 1, Aston Shiloh.
Righto. $2.40 right now at bet 365. It's already 270 to 240. That's race 5. Number 1. Then we go to Richmond in the twilight.
Yeah, Richmond, big announcement yesterday with that straight track. It was fantastic. I heard your interview with Tony. And the best comes up at Richmond today. Again, another red runner. Race 7, number 1, Doonside Andy. Impressive winning 2 of 3 starts all here over this trip. Has begun quickly on both occasions of those wins and clocked flying 18.50 last week. That'll be good enough to be winning here, and it's a clear on top selection in race 7. So it's race 7, Doonside Andy, number 1.
Righto, that's at Richmond. And then tonight being a Wednesday, we're off to Wentworth Park.
We are indeed. Yeah, not a bad card on a Wednesday night at Wenty. Quite a few of the good dogs, are being saved for Maitland Cup heats tomorrow night, and we'll chat about those tomorrow. But the best on the Wenty card comes up in race 8. Dog number 6, Second Exit. This dog's an incredible dog. A 20-race winner, has been racing the top grade for about 10 to 12 months now. It's absolutely impressive. Battled on strongly when second. It was beaten 7 lengths behind Ebby Jet Power at Wentworth Park a couple of Wednesdays back, but it was absolutely flying that night. Ebby Jet Power ran 29.40 and no one got anywhere near it. And that was the first up for Second Exit from a break. So we expect it'll be fitter for this and should go very, very close. So it's race 8, number 6, Second Exit.
$3.80 behind the favourite Drink Moe at $2.10. So a good little each way there at this stage. That's race 8.
Look at the quaddie. There's always these Wednesday nights at Wentworth Park, they do throw up some very handy quaddie results, actually. So mate, in the quaddie, in that first leg, we've gone for 3 runners. We go with the 8, Herrera, the 1, Zambora Zipper, and the 5, Hudson Road, who won the Cannonball a couple of weeks back. So that's 8, 1, and 6 in the first leg.
Yeah, 8, 1, yep.
Yeah, in the second leg, we've got 2 out here. We go with the 8 again, Miss Bon Bon, and the 7, Road Home.
8 and 7 in race 6. The third leg, race 7.
Again, just the 2 runners here. Good Time Lenny, the 6, and Wild Emerald, the 5.
6 and 5, and the last leg, race 8.
Yeah, we've got, obviously, Second yep. Exit's the big pick, but we will throw in the favourite, Drink Moe, as well. So that is 6 and 3, those 2 numbers in that last leg.
Okay, so race 5, 8, 1 and 5, race 6, 8 and 7, race 7, 6 and 5, race 8, 6 and 3 for Wentworth Park. More information about any of those New South Wales meetings at thedogs.com.au. Thanks a lot, Mick. We'll talk tomorrow.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Ben.
Mick Cowley joining us there. Let's go to the watchdog on the Early Crow. Morning, watchdog.
Morning, Andrew. How are we?
Very well. Let's jump straight into it, mate. And your best bet anywhere is at the Meadows this afternoon.
Yeah, very keen on this one. We're going to race 6, number 1 here, Kraken Sue. Race jumps at 105. And this one here, look, she's been disappointing in her last 3, but I'm willing to forgive her. She's got box 1 today. The main danger is number 2, Son of Suri, but I think he's suspect over the journey and he'll miss the kick. So she should get every chance to lead and she'll be carving out time. So I think $2.30 at the moment is a really, really good price. She'll be leading all the way.
$2.30, as you say, bet 365. That's race 6, number 1. And your best place bet also comes up in the Meadows meeting in race 2.
Yeah, they've already knocked this one off. It was $8 in the $8 and $3 this morning. It's into $5.50 and $2.38. I still think it's a fair price. If you go back and look at her runs off the tape, she's actually been pretty impressive, albeit she hasn't run a place in her three starts. But she's turned in some big runs, a small field today. I think she'll clear the inside division. The only query is the six is a royally bred first starter in a good kennel. So he's sure to have plenty of talent, Webleck Hawk. And so I think Shanlin Kim, though, she can finish in the top two, 2.38 to run a drum is a pretty handy price. And I'm interested to see how she goes because, yeah, her three runs, she's turned in some eye-catching performances.
Okay, so that's the Meadows, race 2, number 4. At sale, you like race 9, number 5, Ziems Park, yep. Miss. Race 9, number 5, Cranbourne. You like the Grace in race 5.
Yeah, drawing the red, and she looks really well placed in this event. She's got a fast beginner on the outside who stays wide, and she's got a bit of early zip herself. So I think she'll appreciate the drop in class. She'll hold them out that first band and zip away mid-race. So I think she looks a really good bet. At the moment, $3. I think she'll firm into about 6-4, maybe even a tad shorter.
Okay, so go early there. And what do you like at Ballarat tonight?
Ballarat, we're going early. Race 2, number 1, Roxy Vodka. From box 1, should be able to hold a prominent spot early. She's dropping back to the 390, but she's shown terrific early speed at Ballarat over the 450. So I think everything points to her. $2.60, I think, is a really good price because if the race is run over 450, she'd be about $1.60 shot. So I think she can handle the drop back in distance, and, yeah, she should prove too classy for these.
Okay, so running through them from the watchdog, the Meadows, the best anywhere, is race 6, number 1. Sale is race 9, number 5. Cranbourne, race 5, number 1. Ballarat, race 2, number 1. And the best place bettors at the Meadows this afternoon, race 2, number 4, Shanlin Kim. And I'll leave you by asking you, because I must admit I forgot all about it, how did On The Bit go yesterday or last night?
Oh, it missed the start by about 5 lengths and only managed to get into third. But it was a colossal run, and I think the connections are going to have a fun career with this one. And yeah, I got it mixed up. It was actually the trainer, the Bowman, Daniel Bowman,
horse
trainer. Who's yeah. So, but yeah, they're going to have a lot of fun. It's got a huge motor and it's going to win some good races for them.
All right, we'll watch for it next time. Thanks a lot, Watchdog. We'll talk tomorrow.
No worries, Andrew. Look forward to it. Yeah, Rupert.
Good on you, mate. Let's move from chasing to pacing. Tonight we've got two meetings to look at from Harness Racing New South Wales. The I-Form analysts have sent through for Bathurst. Race 8, number 11, Bonnie Grove, currently at Race 8, number 1, Bonnie Grove, at $1.75. And the other is race 3, number 9, Holy Camp Dillon, which is currently at $6. So 8-1 and 3-9 are the best there for Bathurst tonight. The Quaddie in race 5, 8 to beat 7 and 6. Race 6, 5 to beat 9 and 6. Race 7, 2, 8 and 1. And race 8, 1, 9 and 5. So they're the thoughts from Harness Racing New South Wales I-Form for Bathurst pacing tonight. In Victoria, we've got a program at Shepparton beginning local time at 5.30, and Lachlan McIntosh is calling the card. His tips in the Quaddie, race 5, it's 9 to beat 8, 5 and 4. 9, 8, 5 and 4. Race 6, number 9, Good Time Nedra, to beat 6, 3 and 2, 9, 6, 3, 2. Race 7, 10, Frankie, over 9, 8 and 1, 10, 9, 8 and 1. And the last leg of the Quaddie, race 8, Lockie goes for number 8, Castle Retreat, to beat 10, 11 and 1, 8, 10, 11 and 1. And they're the fancies for chasing, pacing and racing on the Early Crow.